My name is Jeffrey Hoagland. I am running for town council in Chapel Hill. I'm running to run this time because the town has become far less safe than it's been. Even before the last few tragedies on Chapel Hill on campus, there's been multiple increases in crimes and shootings and break-ins throughout all of town. So I just want to try to help improve that and make the town safer. My main thing is the public safety. The other one is to stop redevelopment that gets people to be homeless. Many friends, they've had to move out of town because the places they've been living at, they've been evicted from, so they can be redeveloped into something new. And the problem with that right now is building, they plan to take a year, but in actuality, it's taking 3 to 5. So it sounds good, but it's not helping the short term. And then when they build new ones, they're at market rate instead of cheaper. So it's kind of deceiving where you're losing out all your affordable units that cheaper people can live in and work in, especially most of the people who work in the downtown bars and restaurants. I mean, the best way to address that is to actually have proper plannings when you expand. So when you have an established area, you don't really want to rezone that too much because that can cause drastic change for what that zone can handle. But if you expand out, like into the more the rural zone buffers, if you properly put in the infrastructure needed to handle that increased housing, you can do it that way. But trying to revamp like a city that's already established with that, you don't have the infrastructure, you don't have the water, you don't have the roads, you don't have the ability to get food into those areas. So that's something you just have to plan out beforehand and then allow that process to take itself. But as far as forcing, I don't think it's the responsibility of a town to do that. Like, the main goal of a town is to keep the people safe and to make sure utilities are provided. I mean, housing is a need, but government has a really bad job of mismanaging most things they do. And then they're not doing it on purpose, but when you have to go through this line and then go to the round and just the way the laws work, it becomes really inefficient. When they actually have local regulations of poison, like what we know is poison is what we know is bad, that is something the town should do and keep things safe. Like, you know, if you put so much like sulfur in the water, that's enough to poison things if that gets into a stream. Or actually, no, hydrochloric acid, that's the better one because I actually know that one. That one's like 50 milliliters in like about 100,000 gallons is enough to kill every fish in there. So you need like have those types of regulations to help with local environmental problems. And those are what we should focus on dealing with. Something that the council has done well is working with local businesses to promote the different art shows and art festivals they've had around town. I like those. The one thing I wish they would have improved on is actually keeping up with the police rate as far as population has gone up with it. One downside is we've lost 14 officers in the last 2 years through just administrative deciding to make them not needed. But as we can see with the rising crime, that's something that we need to reverse course on. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of community and safety, as well as lowering your taxes.